Her parents had encouraged Evangeline to be curious and adventurous and friendly, but she wasn't bold in every way. Certain things made her nervous, and the way the Prince of Hearts kept staring at her mouth was one of those things.
"I've only kissed Luke."
"That is pathetic."
"Luke is the only person I want to kiss."
Jack scratched his sharp jaw, looking doubtful.
"I'm almost tempted to believe you."
"Why would I lie?"
"Everyone lies. People think I'm more likely to help if they're after something noble like true love."
A hint of derision crept into his voice, chipping away a little more at the Prince of Hearts she'd imagined.
"But even if you do really love this boy, you're better off without him. If he loved you back, he wouldn't be marrying someone else. End of story."
"You're wrong!"
Her voice held the same conviction as her heart. Evangeline had questioned her relationship with Luke after his abrupt engagement to Marisol, but the question was always answered with months of meaningful memories. The night Evangeline's father had died, the night her heart wouldn't stop pounding or hurting, Luke had found her wandering the aisles of the curiosity shop, looking for a cure for broken hearts. Her cheeks had been tear-stained, and her eyes were red. She feared her crying would scare him away, but instead, he'd pulled her into his arms and said,
"I don't know if I can fix your broken heart, but you can take mine, because it's already yours."
She'd known she loved him for a while, but that was when she knew Luke loved her. He'd helped her hold her heart together that night, and so many of the nights that followed. And now, she was determined to help him.
"Please!"
Begging wasn't beneath her.
"Help me!"
"I don't think what you want will help you, but I do appreciate a good lost cause. I'll stop the wedding in exchange for 3 kisses.
Jax's eyes took on an entertained gleam as they returned to her mouth. A fresh surge of heat rose to Evangeline's cheeks. She'd been wrong about him not wanting to kiss her, but if the stories were true, 1 kiss from him and she'd be dead. Jax laughed, harsh and short.
"Relax, pet. I don't wish to kiss you. It would kill you, and then you'd be no use to me. I want you to kiss 3 others, who I choose, when I choose."
"What sort of kisses? Little pecks or more?"
"If you think that counts, maybe you haven't been kissed."
Jax shoved off the statue and stalked closer, towering over her once again.
"It's not a real kiss if there isn't any tongue."
The blush she'd been fighting burned hotter until her neck and her cheeks and her lips all caught fire.
"Why the hesitation, pet? They're only kisses."
Jack sounded as if he were holding back another laugh.
"Either this Luke is horrible at using his mouth, or you're afraid to say yes too quickly because you secretly like the idea."
"I do not like the idea."
"So your Luke is a hideous kisser."
"Luke is an excellent kisser."
"How do you know if you have nothing to compare it with? If you end up with Luke, you might even wish that I'd asked you to kiss more than 3 people.
"I don't want to kiss any strangers. The only person I want is Luke."
"Then this should be a small price to pay,"
Jack said flatly. He was right, but Evangeline couldn't simply agree. Her father had taught her that fates didn't determine one's future as their name suggested. Instead, they opened doors into new futures. It happened in countless stories, and Evangeline didn't want it to happen in hers.
"I don't want anyone to die," she said. "You can't stop the wedding by kissing anyone there."
Jax looked disappointed.
"Not even your stepsister?"
"No!"
He brought his fingers to his mouth and toyed with his lower lip, covering half of an expression that could have either been irritation or amusement.
"You're not really in a position to bargain."
"I thought fates liked bargains," she challenged.
"Only when we make the rules. Still, I'm in a good mood, so I'll grant you this request. I just want to know one more thing. How did you get the door to let you in?"
"I asked it politely."
Jax rubbed the corner of his jaw.
"That's all? You didn't find a key?"
"I didn't even see a keyhole," she answered honestly.
Something like victory glimmered in Jax's eyes. Then he captured her wrist
and brought it up to his cold mouth. What are you doing? She gasped.
Don't worry, I'm still not going to kiss you.
His lips brushed over the delicate underside of her wrist. Once, twice, three times. It was barely a touch, and yet there was something incredibly intimate about it. It made her think of the other stories that said his kisses might have been fatal, but they were worth dying for. Jax's cool mouth dragged intentionally back and forth over her racing pulse, velvety and gentle, and his sharp teeth dug into her skin. She cried out,
"Oh, you bit me!"
"Relax, pet. I didn't draw any blood."
His eyes shone brighter as he dropped her arm. She ran a finger over the tender skin he'd just sunk his teeth into. Three thin white scars, shaped like tiny broken hearts, lined the underside of her wrist, one for each kiss.
"One, two!"
Evangeline looked up, but the Prince of Hearts was already gone. She didn't even see him leave. She just heard the door to the church slam shut.